Hi, I'm Jasmine, and I'm an alcoholic. Oh my god, you guys, I'm so fucking nervous right now. But like, I can feel your love, and it's really, really beautiful. I'm gonna be okay. Okay. Where do I begin? Well, my sobriety date is November 9th, 2012. I have like 22 months almost. I have a sponsor who has a sponsor who has a sponsor, and I work the steps. Yeah, so I'll just get that out of the way now. Okay. Where do I begin? I guess I'll begin at childhood. Okay. So I grew up with, like, my mom, my brother, and I was always a little off. I didn't even realize this until sobriety, but, like, I had a social worker since I was, like, 6 years old, which, like, I guess isn't normal. And, like, I remember the day that it happened because I had thumbtacks and I was, like, pricking my fingers with them and I was like, hey, hey, yeah, and, like, then, like, an hour after that, they were like, this is, like, blah, blah, this is going to be, like, your friend, she's going to work with you, and I was like, oh, word, like, getting out of class and goldfish crackers. So I, like, didn't, you know, realize that's probably not too normal, but, yeah, I hear a lot, like, people talking about, like, being, like, the different one or, like, the one picked last and stuff like that, and, like, I relate to that to a degree. I mean, like, I always had friends, but I never felt a part of anything. I always felt, like, kind of different and kind of weird, and I was, like, really, I feel like I was really self-aware from, like, a young age where, like, I was, like, I always felt like I was supposed to be, like, something or somebody, and I, like, couldn't come to terms with the fact that, like, I couldn't be whatever this was. I didn't even know what it was, but I just felt like I was aiming to, like, be, I don't know, just, like, better or, like, not myself or whatever it was. Yeah, I had a pretty good childhood. Like, I got everything that I needed. My mom did the best that she could, and I love her very much, and I'm really close to her and my brother. Wasn't always that way when I was using. She, like, wasn't really down with that, but yeah, and I don't know. So yeah, so I always felt a little weird, a little different. I was, like, always a slacker. I never, like, one of the, like, red flags of, like, alcoholism is, like, my grades were dropping, but, like, my grades were always, like, pretty shitty, so I was like, eh, whatever, like, it's all good. But, like, I got by because, like, I was smart, and I just, like, didn't really do much work, and I just, like, did well on tests or, like, whatever it was, and I got by okay. In middle school, I started getting, like, really depressed. I don't know why. I don't know what it was. And, like, therapists were determined to get it out of me, but they couldn't. I don't know. I was just, like, a really sad kid, and I would, like, self-harm when I was, like, 11 or 12, and just, like, wanted to feel, like, not like myself. I just wanted to feel, like, I don't know, something else, out of body. And also, I think it's important to mention that, like, I did that stuff. Like, I didn't actively want to, like, kill myself. I just didn't know how to ask for help. So I would, like, do these things and, like, hope somebody would see and, like help me, because, like, I was literally incapable of communicating feelings. Like, I grew up in a household where, like, my brother is, like, not, he's just not really openly, like, emotional, and my mom is, like, the same way. So it's not like I felt like I wasn't allowed to feel emotion, but I didn't know how to communicate it. And, like, I refer to this as, like, single mom syndrome, but I, like, felt like I had to protect her, so I couldn't tell her when I was struggling with stuff, because I was, like, she's, like, already has all this shit going on, like, whatever. I don't want to, like, burden her with my problems. So I was, like, I guess that's part of, like, why I never felt a part of, I don't know, anything or with any people. I was just, like, I always, like, had, like, secrets or, like, secretly hurting and stuff, and I couldn't tell people. Anyway, I started using when I was, like, 12 or 13. I was, like, in middle school, and, like, my brother's 2 years older, so I was, like, that cool girl who's friends with, like, ninth graders. So I, like, got the best weed from, like, the freshmen in high school. And I, in hindsight, know that I'm definitely an addict and alcoholic because the first time I ever used, I didn't get high. I got 100 piece and I smoked it all like every day and I didn't even get high. I was just like, "Where? Like, I'm gonna do this for like just till it's gone." And like, that's just how it was. Like, I did everything until it was gone. Whether or not it made me feel like, whether it got me high, whether like I liked the high, like whether I hated it, it didn't matter. That's just, I don't know. That's just how I functioned. Yeah, so I got by, like, didn't have great grades, went to high school. I got into a specialized high school, which, like, all you have to do to get in is, like, take a test, because, like, my grades were shit, and there was no way I was getting in anywhere else. So I was like, whatever, I'll just go to the school, and I did, and over that period of time, I was just getting increasingly, like, more and more depressed, like, feeling less and less like I belonged, like, on this planet at all, and I realized that I just, like, didn't want to feel anything. I didn't want to feel happy. I didn't want to feel sad. Like, I didn't want to feel anything. And I didn't want to be conscious of, like, who I was, like, without drugs or alcohol. Like, I didn't want to be who I was. And I started drinking when I was, like, 14. It was, like, the summer going into, like, 10th grade or something. And it was, like, Four Loko with caffeine, so it was, like, the cool Four Loko. And immediately it was just, like, I didn't feel like I had arrived, I guess, but, like, I felt like this is what I wanted to do. Like, I know what I want to do with my life. I want to drink Four Loko in a park. And it was, like, the first time that I felt, like, a part of something. Like, I felt like all these people that I was, like, drinking with, like, using with, whatever, were, like, just, like, they were my gang, and, like, we're mad cool, and, like, we would run around and, like, harass people, and, like, it was funny and, like, awesome, and, like, I just, like, didn't, I don't know, I was, like, so busy, like, doing all this, like, ratchet shit that I didn't have to be who I was or, like, think about it. I was just, like, I became, like, the funny, like, drunk, loud, like, I don't even know, whatever, like, bubbly person, and I was like, this is who I really am, and, like, everything's funny, and I'm so funny, and, like, I probably wasn't that funny, I was probably kind of gross, and, yeah, from there, it's, like, I didn't go on to drink, like, all the time, like, every day right after that, like, first drink. I, like, kind of just cruised, and I was, like, okay. My grades started getting even worse because I was in a specialized high school where, like, that shit doesn't fly anymore. So it was, like, noticeably becoming a problem to, like, my parents, like, my teachers and stuff. And the alcohol and the drugs were, like, really helpful with that. Like, I didn't have to give a shit because I was drunk all the time or, like, whatever it was. And I don't know, like, it felt like life was getting better because I was just, like, a part of, like, a group of friends, and just, like, I don't know, and, like, had shit to do. I was, like, yeah, like, I can't, like, do my homework after school. I'm gonna go chill with my friends, and, like, I was so cool, and but eventually, like, I got miserable, and I stopped going to school, and I, like, wouldn't even, oh my god, it's like I didn't even like cut school, like go drink all the time. Like sometimes I would just stay home and like play on Neopets and like be by myself, like 15 years old playing Neopets with like 7-year-olds. And I just like didn't, I no longer knew how to be around people. It was just like, I was like, it's easier to be by myself. Like, I like people don't get me, like I don't want to be here, whatever it was. And yeah, like, people started, like, noticing, and people started worrying about me, and, like, at the same time, I felt like I couldn't ask for help, because, A, like, I didn't even know what I was feeling, like, why I was feeling this way, I didn't know what was wrong with me, and B, like, I just felt like I had to, like, I was a burden, I had to, like, keep all the people around me happy, and, like, they don't want to hear my shit, and, I know, that's just how, like, I rolled through the rest of that. Eventually, I, like, kind of got a little crazy. I went to the psych ward. I spent a week there, and honestly, like, it was so lovely. Like, I just, like, chilled in my pajamas and, like, got free food and, like, watched people fight, and it was, like, really fun. And, like, that's how I know that, like, I really needed it, because it was, like, a vacation. Like, I couldn't function in the real world, and, like, that was a glamorous vacation for me. And I was, like, I always knew I was depressed and stuff, and, like, that's the point where it went to where I was, like, okay, this is my problem. My problem is that, like, I'm just a really sad person, and I need to figure out how to not be sad anymore. So I went to this, like, alternative high school. It's basically a rehab school where, like, you get drug tested and, like, go to therapy, but, like, also have, like, third grade level classes. And so I spent 11th grade there, or, like, part of 11th grade before I got kicked out. And when I got there, basically, like, the guy they assigned to be my therapist was, like, we can't help you unless you stop drinking and stop using. And I was, like, I don't understand that. I came here because I was depressed. Like, it has nothing to do with using. It has nothing to do with drinking. And I couldn't grasp that, like, my alcoholism was, like, my disease of the mind. I was, like, nah, like, I don't even drink every day. But I was, like, drinking. Like, I was binge drinking. I was, like, not doing what I needed to do. I was not showing up for people. I was, like, really fucking selfish and, like, hurting the people around me. And I just couldn't understand that, like, that was what alcoholism was. And, like, depression and, like, drinking are symptoms of the disease. Like, that's not my problem. So eventually, like, they sent me to rehab twice. And I don't know. The first time it was, like, kind of a joke. I was like, I'm just here for weed, and that's not even a drug. Like, fuck all of you. And I was only there for 2 weeks because my insurance is shit. So yeah, I, like, left there, and I was like, yeah, like, I'll go to, like, a meeting and whatever. And my school, like, the rehab school, like, brought meetings to the place. And it's actually really crazy because there's, like, people who I know now in sobriety who, like, brought meetings to my rehab school who I've met, like, since I got sober. I don't know. That's crazy. Service is really cool. You should do it because people remember. Yeah, so, like, I got a taste of meetings. I went to rehab a second time, and then that time I, like, got kicked out of this, like, rehab school I was in, and I was like, okay, I'll go to an outpatient when I get out of here. And so I went to, like, a normal high school, just, like, your regular run-of-the-mill, like, public high school in New York. Everyone was on drugs all the time. We would, like, leave every, like, 30 minutes to an hour to go, like, smoke weed or cigarettes or whatever. And I was, like, still in an outpatient. So I basically was, like, drinking occasionally, like, using my boyfriend as a drug, and, like, just, like, being really fucking miserable and alone. I was so miserable, you guys. Like, I was so sad. And, yeah, and I was just, like, eventually I, like, graduated this outpatient. I don't know how the hell I did it without them finding out. Actually, I do. I would do the thing where you're like, I'm getting drug tested on, like, Friday, so let me do coke on Monday. And, like, alcohol is out of your system in, like, a day, so I can just do that one all the time and, like, shit like that. And, like, what I didn't realize was that, like, that was me going out of my way to, like, protect my alcoholism. And that's fucking unmanageable. That's, like, unmanageability at its finest. And for whatever reason, when I, like, graduated from this outpatient, I was like, okay, so I have two choices. I can, like, continue to, like, fucking lie about my entire life to, like, everyone that I love and, like, be miserable, but, like, spend the whole time trying to numb out my misery, or I can just, like, try to actually go to meetings. And at first, I was like, Mommy, I'm going to a meeting, and then I would, like, go get drunk. But, like, eventually, I, like, actually went to meetings when I told her I was going to meetings. And from, like, the beginning, I just, like, I don't know what it was. I don't know why, like, I went to meetings and I shared my day count and, like, people clapped and, like, I felt like for whatever reason people actually cared. And so I kept coming. I, like, stayed here and I came in, like, I don't know, like, 20 days in or something, like, 15 days in, something like that. And I just, like, went every day. I didn't do a 90 and 90, but I was, like, I don't know, maybe, like, 85, 90 something. I was pretty close. And I don't know, like, I made it to my 90. I didn't celebrate because, like, I was just so terrified of you guys. Like, you were all, like, pretty and, like, glamorous and, like, life was good for you guys. And I was still, like, I'm still fucked up and, like, I don't know, like, no one wants to hear what I have to say, or whatever it was, and, yeah, so I didn't celebrate, I, like, didn't want people to really know who I was. I had one friend who I came in with, and I kind of just stuck around with him, and I don't know, like, eventually I was, like, I got a sponsor, I started working the steps, and I don't know, my life got better. Like, I got a conscience, which is, like, really cool. Like, when I use up all the ice in an ice tray, I'm like, I should probably refill this for other people who want ice. And, like, I don't know, like, if my cat throws up, I should probably clean this so other people don't have to step in it. And, like, these were things that, like, the voices in my head before were like, you fucking suck, like, you're stupid and you're ugly and you're dumb. And now they're like, you should do things to help people and, like, be a good person. And, like, it's not always like that. Like, sometimes, like, my head still says I suck or whatever. But most of the time, if I'm taking care of myself, if I'm, like, consciously making an effort to, like, call people or, like, talk to my sponsor. I call my sponsor every day still. Or just, like, do my step work or do what I need to do, do service. Most of the time, like, the voice that wins is, like, do things for other people and be a nice person. And that, that's really fucking cool, but it's also really weird because, I don't know, I'm just not used to, like, thinking about other people. And I didn't really realize, like, how I was hurting everyone around me until after I got sober and I saw, like, how much better things could be. Like, I didn't know that it could be better. I thought that, like, my life was, like, trying to feel numb, hating everything and everybody, like, hating me. And the reality is, like, people just wanted to see me get better. Like, people were worried about me. People care about me. I'm not stupid. I'm, like, kind of funny. And, and, like, life doesn't have to be miserable. Like, you don't have to live like that. And that's so crazy. Like, we don't have to live in misery anymore. Yeah, so I kept going to meetings. I got time. I decided to actually celebrate my 1 year. I think it's important that I mention this because, like, at my 90 days, like, I was still just really self-centered, and I was like, no one cares what I have to say, and, like, fuck you guys, I'm still new, so I don't really have to share, you still have to cater to me, and, like, whatever, and, like, by my year, it was just, like, it's not about me, like, I'm not sitting up here to, like, help myself. I mean, I am obviously helping myself, but, like, I'm doing this to, like, do service, and, like, there's somebody who, like, even at 30 days can help someone else who has, like, 10 days, and, like, there's, like, me who has, like, a year and, like, whatever, like, 10 months or something, like, I can help somebody with, like, a year or, like, whatever it is, and it's really important I don't forget that, because sometimes, like, I can still feel like I don't have anything to offer people, but I do have things to offer people, and people have things to offer me, and I can't forget that either, because I cannot do this alone. If I could do this alone, I would do this alone. But I can't. And I tried it. And all that happened was, like, I was, like, in my house all day playing Xbox and, like, eating spaghetti. And it wasn't a fun life. It wasn't that fun. And this life is fun. Like, today I'm having fun. Like, life is good. Life is not always good. But doing steps, finding a higher power, like, prayer and meditation and, like, using, like, not using, oh, my God. But, like, but like using other people's help, yes, to just, like, I don't know, just giving myself the tools to, like, get through this and, like, get through whatever I need to get through. And one more thing I want to mention is, like, okay, I was thinking about this earlier today. It's, like, really fucking cool when you get to a year because, like, then you have all these, like, points of reference where you're like, okay, I made it through a Christmas, or, like, I made it through a 4th of July, or, like, I made it through, like, my birthday sober. I did all those things sober, so I can do it again sober, like, this year. Hopefully, God willing. And I don't know, that's just something, I don't know, that's really cool to me. Like, it's, we have, like, a built-in forgetter, so the book says. And they're just, like, I don't know, they're just little things that are really important that I don't forget. And if I don't talk to people, if I don't reach out to people, and if I don't, like, make an effort, like, I'm gonna eventually go back to, like, eating spaghetti and playing Halo. And I don't want to go back there. Like, I don't want my life that I had. It, like, wasn't glamorous. It wasn't fun. Yeah, and my life today is really fucking cool. Okay, I'll stop after this. I just want to mention higher power. I know, God, gross. For me, I can't, like, I can't spend, like, hours or, like, even minutes really, like, thinking about, like, what the fuck that is. Like, what, like, I'm, like, I used to be, like, the cynical, like, why do you think you're so important that some motherfucker's, like, looking out for you? Who do you people think you are? Like, humans are so self-centered. Like, fuck everybody. But, like, I don't know. I think that, like, I don't know if it's a something or someone or, like, a group of people, whatever it is, but, like, something happens where, like, I go here and I come here and I hear people speak and I leave and, like, I don't want to get drunk that night. I don't know what it is. I don't know why it is. I don't need to question it because all I want to do is not drink and go to meetings, and that makes me happy. So if you're, like, new and you're, like, God is fucking weird, or, like, he doesn't exist, or, like, whatever, I wouldn't think about it too hard. It's okay. It's totally fine. And also, like, my God, my higher power, like, loves me. It really loves me. And, like, if I fuck up, it'll still love me. It's not, like, it's going to abandon me, which is what, like, I felt like everybody in the world would do. And I never thought that I could, I don't know, like, think like that or be that person. Yeah, so I'm really, really grateful to be here. Thank you, Yanush, for asking me to speak. I never in my life thought I'd be a person that, like, people wanted to hear or, like, I had anything to offer. And here I am, sitting in front of this giant meeting, which is amazing, and it's my home group, by the way. Yeah, so with that, I will shut up. Thank you, guys.